Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Copyright Burlington Books, 2013. All rights reserved. Prologue. Captain Robert Walton lived at the end of the 18th century and had one great ambition in life: to sail the seas around the North Pole and to discover a passage through them. One day, he travelled to the port of Archangel in northeast Russia, bought a boat, chose a suitable crew, and left on his voyage. As they were sailing through the ice, they saw a strange sight. A sledge, pulled by dogs, was travelling northward. A tall man was sitting on the sledge, guiding the dogs. Walton and his crew watched him through their telescopes until he was out of sight. The next morning, they saw the same sledge on a block of ice floating beside their boat. A tall man was on it, exhausted and almost frozen to death. The crew carried him onto the ship and looked after him. The man's name was Victor Frankenstein, and he told them his story. This is the strange, tragic story told by a dying man on a ship surrounded by ice. Chapter 1. Victor's Early Years. I come from a very well-known, respected family in Geneva, Switzerland. Late in life, my father married a woman much younger than himself. She was the daughter of a close friend of his who had lost his fortune. My parents spent a lot of time travelling, and when I was about 5 years old, we all went to Italy together. One day, we passed a poor farm and started to talk to the farmer and his wife. The couple had 5 children. One of the children looked very different from the others. She was not dark and strong like them, but fair-haired and very delicate. Her name was Elizabeth, and the farmer explained that she was the daughter of an Italian nobleman. Her mother had died giving birth to her, and her father had been killed fighting for his country. The farmer and his wife had agreed to take the child into their family and to look after her, but it was difficult for them because they were very poor. My parents offered to adopt Elizabeth and bring her up as their own child, and the farmer agreed. So Elizabeth came to live with us. She called my parents uncle and aunt, and called me cousin. Everyone loved her, including myself. She was sweet and gentle, and she always had time for me, for the family and for our friends. Over time, my feelings for her deepened. 2 years later, my parents had a second son, Ernest, and my youngest brother, William, came after him. With 4 children to care for, my parents gave up travelling, and we stayed in Switzerland. We had 1 house in Geneva and another one in the countryside at Bellerive, where we lived most of the time. We led a very quiet life. I had a happy childhood. I loved learning. But above all, I wanted to learn the secrets of heaven and earth, about nature and the soul of man. I read all the books I could on this subject. My father, however, was not interested in science, so I studied on my own in the evenings. I had one very close friend, Henry Clerval. He was the son of a Geneva merchant. Henry loved excitement and danger, and read a great deal. He made up imaginative stories and tried to make us act them out. One day, when I was about 15, there was a terrible thunderstorm. The loud bursts of thunder seemed to come from all over the sky. Suddenly, an old tree near our house was hit by lightning and exploded in flames. It was my first experience of the destructive power of nature. Maybe this event was a strong effort by the forces of good to prevent the tragedy ahead of me, but it was unsuccessful. When I was 17, my parents decided that I should study at the University of Ingolstadt, Germany. But before I left home, a sad event took place. Elizabeth became ill with scarlet fever, and my mother nursed her through her illness. Elizabeth was saved, but my mother caught the fever, and it was clear to us all that she wouldn't survive. Just before she died, she called Elizabeth and me to her. "My children," she said, "I always dreamt that one day you two would get married. I hope that your father will live to see this happen. Elizabeth, you must take my place and look after the children for me." She died 2 days later. I never forgot her words, and it was understood between Elizabeth and me that one day we would marry. Some weeks later, it was time for me to leave for Ingolstadt. Henry Clerval tried to persuade his father to let him go with me, but his father refused. Mr. Clerval did not want his son to study. He wanted him to be a merchant. The night before I left, Henry and I stayed up late talking. The next morning, everyone was there to say goodbye to me. I promised that I would write often. I felt sad and also very nervous. I was alone, and I would have to make new friends at university, which I knew would be difficult for me. But during my long journey, I began to look forward to studying and gaining knowledge. The day after I arrived, I met the professor of natural philosophy, Dr. Kremp. He gave me several books to read and told me that I would study chemistry with Professor Waldman. I did not like Dr. Kremp, so I decided not to go to his lectures. But I did go to hear Professor Waldman, and he immediately caught my attention and my interest. From that moment, I knew what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to explore unknown paths and to solve the deepest mysteries of creation. I told Professor Waldman that I wanted to become a man of science. He took me to his laboratory and explained to me how to use the various equipment there. He gave me a list of books to read, and I left. It was a memorable day for me, as this decided my future fate. I spent my days reading science books, going to lectures, and getting to know the men of science in the university. Professor Waldman became a real friend. I learned very quickly because I worked so hard. 2 years passed like this, and I did not go home to Geneva even once. By the end of this period, I had succeeded in improving some scientific experiments, and the other students and professors admired and respected me. I felt that I had learned as much as I could in Ingolstadt and began to think about returning home. But then, something happened that made me decide to stay longer.